and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Lord, we thank You, Lord God, for being with us, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that You would open the truth of Your Word today. Lord, we live in a world that has many tests and many trials. But Lord, we want to live it in a way that honors You. A way that reveals Your greatness and Your goodness. Live in a way that declares Your glory, Your love, Your mercy, and Your graciousness to those that are around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Reading for 1 Peter chapter 3. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. Verse 18, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which He went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Friends, life is full of mystery. There are multiple situations we can't seem to make a sense of. There are multiple questions that seem to find no answers for. There are multiple seemingly unfair circumstances we have to face. Things like, why do the wicked prosper and the godly suffer? Things like, why do bad things happen to good people? Why do we have to face unfair conditions? How can evil be so rampant in a world created by a loving and good God? Why do some people get healed and others don't? Why do hard workers struggle and lazy people receive prosperity? And so much more. Well, friends, we're not going to answer those mysteries today. But we do want to ask the question, how should we face trying and overwhelming situations? Peter is talking about the reality of evil and a struggle against it in the world, in our world, in this book, or in this letter. Verse 9 says, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. So Peter here is talking about how we should face evil, how we should react to the unfavorable, unfair, maybe even unjust circumstances that we face. So Peter explains how to do it. So our opening text in verse 13 says this, now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. In a sense, Peter said, the norm is nobody does evil to a person who does nothing but good. That's the norm. That's supposed to be how life works out. But many times, life is not like that. So he says, but if evil does happen to you, there's a way to face it. There's a way to address it. There's a way to confront it. So the question now is, how? how do we face trials? Before I answer that, I remember a discipleship moment many years ago with our leader, our mentor, and our pastor at the time. We were talking about being treated unfairly. His simple question to help us process a response for this, what should we do? How should we react in the midst of this, in a sense, trials, unfair situations, sometimes even injustice? This was his question. In the midst of all of that, what kind of person do you want to be? It's easy to justify anger and revenge in unjust circumstances. But let me ask you this, do you really want to be the angry person? Do you want to be a vengeful person? What kind of person do you want to be? So what does Peter say about facing evil, especially evil against us? First thing he says, honor God. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy. The NIV says this, but in your hearts, reveal Christ as Lord. The Amplified Bible puts it this way, but in your hearts, set Christ apart as holy and acknowledge Him as Lord. In other words, in your hearts, honor Christ as Lord. Friends, He is the master. He is in charge. He is the sovereign. To honor, to reveal, means to hold in high respect. Do not ignore Him. Do not trample Him. The picture in my mind is, or the picture I'm thinking of, I don't know if you've been in a situation like this where you get so affected by your circumstance and then you go crazy in your response and then you realize there's respectful people around and you look at them and you say, sorry, I didn't mean to react that way. But Peter here is saying right from the get-go, right from the very beginning, the first thing we embrace is let's honor God as Lord before we react. In other words, don't let the circumstances dictate what happens or how you react. Don't let your feelings lead you. Instead, let this desire to honor God be a constant reminder, a desire of our hearts and reminder in our minds. Friends, God knows what is happening and what He's doing. He is Lord. We may never understand why things happen. Instead, understand, believe that He is Lord. Set Him apart in your hearts. Put Him in a special place, the seat of governance in your heart. Don't let the trials and tests make decisions for us. They're not supposed to be in the seat of governance in our lives. Jesus is Lord of my heart, my soul, and my mind. Secondly, be hopeful. Always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Here, hope doesn't mean it's just a feeling. It says let hope create the picture in a sense of the reality that you're in rather than the circumstance. I don't know if you realize this, that when you look at the world with hope, your conclusions are different than when you look at the world with anger and hate. Use hope to imagine how your future will work out. Use hope to prepare and plan for the future that God has for you. Use hope to understand and process the times you're in. You may not understand the reasons why, but we can understand that God is in charge. We can understand that the best way out of the situations we face is to keep trusting Him. In fact, 1 Peter talks about living hope, real hope, not wishful thinking. Peter is talking about how to face trials in our world. It further says, be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. In other words, find out or study or dig in how you can have hope. Why some people have hope. Why your pastor probably has hope. Why your discipleship leader probably has hope. Why your friend probably has hope. Let me ask you this question. Do you know where to get hope? Do you know why we can have hope? Let me submit to you, the place to get hope is the Word of God. Everything in this world, human wisdom, the best of human wisdom, will face limits. It will meet a dead end. But godly wisdom, truth from the Word of God, will always be established, no matter how impossible it looks like. Get your hope from the Word of God. Sometimes people tell me, Jure, you know, in our world today, we need to be practical. Yes, I want to believe God. Yes, I read the Bible and I pray that it becomes reality, it becomes true in our world. But many times we can't just wait for it. We have to have a plan B because we have to be practical. What if it doesn't work out that way? This got me really thinking. And I realized, if I want a plan that works, if I want to build my hope on something that never fails, then the most practical place to go is the Word of God. Because the Word of God is the only truth that gets established, will be established, no matter what happens around us. Be hopeful. Look for hope in the midst of your trial. And when you find that hope, hang on to that hope. Because real hope from the Word of God is also living hope. Go to the Word of hope. Go to the Word of God. Lastly, Peter tells us to draw, in a sense, advises us, draw strength from the example and power of Christ. Verse 18, for Christ also suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit. The Apostle Peter says, look to Christ. Look at his life. He faced the suffering. He faced the trials. He conquered. And he's victorious. You know, interestingly, one of the things we like to do in our world is to study or read about or watch videos and interviews of successful people. People who came from the lowest of lows or people who've been destroyed, almost destroyed and defeated, and then rise up by heart through hard work and wisdom and come out on the top, totally victorious. Wow, what an amazing story. We read about them, we watch them. It really builds your heart, looking at people who had nothing and now see how successful they are. But I realized something, as encouraging as those people are, all you get are lessons and advices. And then, whatever lesson you learn, whatever advice you get, you have to do it on your own. You're still on your own. You still have to do it. Now, I'm not advocating laziness. I know we have to work hard and apply what we learn. But how many of you sometimes get to a place that no matter how you apply it, you seemingly don't have the gift for it and you can't seem to make it work? Now, Jesus is different. When you look to Jesus, when you look at the life of Jesus, when you study what He did, when you look into His Word, Jesus doesn't just give you lessons. Jesus doesn't just show you an example, but Jesus gives you the power to do it. He doesn't leave you alone. He sends the Holy Spirit that enables you and gives you the power. He gives you His grace that you don't deserve. We don't deserve, yet enables us to be everything He's called us to be. Friends, Jesus is the only example that does not stop at showing us the right way. Jesus is the one who empowers those who ask, trust, and believe. When we look to Jesus, I realize this. Jesus did not just die for us. Jesus lived for us. Friends, we still live in a world that has so many unanswered questions, so many things that we can't make a sense of. A world that is full of trials and many times suffering. But there's a way to confront it. There's a way to face it. And there's a way to live it. And I just, as I close, just remind us all over again, honor God, honor Jesus as Lord in your hearts. Set Him apart. Put a special place for Jesus in your heart and let Him lead you. Hang on to the hope that you find in the Word of God. Let the living hope that comes from Christ get stirred in your hearts, knowing that whatever God says, whatever Jesus says in His Word, is going to be the reality that we will see in our world. Lastly, draw strength from the example and the power of Christ. When you get to the end of your rope, when you get to the end of your strength, when you get to the end of your wisdom, when you get to the end of your understanding and you don't know what to do next, the power of Christ can keep you going. The future is great. We can, we should live a life that honors Jesus. Amen. Let us worship God again.
And when I see You face to face, there at the end of all my days, Jesus, in You I will remain.
Lord, we thank You that we can live in this world with real hope in our hearts, not wishful thinking, not positive thinking, not just thinking of great things, trying to fool our hearts. But Lord, even in the midst of the most painful, most difficult trials, there is hope in You. because you are with us. You know what we've what we're going through. You have everything in your word that you promised to us in any situation we face. Thank you for that hope as we continue to live a life that honors you. May you truly be honored in everything that we do. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.